The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
So, May the 4th. It is May the 4th, which used to be just a thing where you would celebrate Star Wars. But given the fact that Ireland is now at the apogee of Star Wars when it comes to its geographical universe, thanks to having provided locations for several of the movies, this is particularly significant for us. Dave Byrne is with us. He's festival manager of the May the 4th festival. And we're joined as well by Nuri Al-Bakari, who is a chef by day, stormtrooper by night. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm very good. Tell us a bit about the festival. What's planned?
Okay, well, it's we're on to the second day of the festival today. We started off last night in the beautiful picturesque village of Port McGee, where the festival takes place. So we had a massive big, that's why I'm a little bit hoarse this morning, we had a massive big lightsaber battle on the streets of Port McGee. It's there was hundreds of kids and hundreds of big kids with lightsabers battling out on the street. So that's why I'm a little bit hoarse this morning.
Did you get many of the double lightsabers that the Sith so enjoy?
There was a mixture of everything, Anton. Absolutely everything. We gave away 100 lightsabers, but kids and big kids were bringing their own lightsabers down. So it was an absolutely fantastic night. And then shortly after that, then we screened three Star Wars fan-made films from France, from America, and from Germany to a full house last night. It was fantastic. So today, we have a Comic-Con that begins at 10 o'clock and runs till 5 o'clock. It's free of charge. And then we're screening independent films from all over the world today from 10 o'clock till 4:30. And then tonight, we have our Sci-Fi Awards in the Royal Valencia Hotel. That those awards recognise every aspect of independent filmmaking in the sci-fi genre. So it's a packed out day today.
And who all attends this?
Sci-fi fans from all over the world and all over Ireland. They descend on Port McGee in Kerry and Valentia Island. So it's not just the films they come down to or the Comic-Con. They'll make a weekend of it. So it's almost like sci-fi tourism. So they'll go to see the galaxies. They'll go to see the locations where Star Wars, the last Jedi was made, and they sort of make a break of it.
Dave, I tell you what, you're going to have to mind that voice. By the end of today, you may be completely unable to speak.
absolutely, yeah. But it is a great weekend. It was started off by Forge Ireland as an initiative to bring tourism to the area. And it certainly worked. And it's my opinion is that it'll grow from strength to strength. I'm a dub. I actually run a film festival up in Dublin. So we've brought some of the film festival elements that we use in Dublin down to Kerry to make it really, really an exciting weekend for independent filmmakers.
You talk about attracting people from all of the way around the world. One of those is, as I say, chef by day, stormtrooper by night. He's senior chef at the Leap Inn, Nuri Al-Bakari. Nuri, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm very good. I don't mean to ask you a personal question, but what do you wear for an event like this?
For the event, more likely like a Star Wars costume, either the Stormtrooper or the Tusken Raider. You know, I say go for the Tusken Raider. It'll be easy access to nearest toilets, I say.
Yes, because the Stormtrooper costume is renowned for being constraining.
It is, yeah. You got blister here and there, you know. It's very complicated and it takes time to put it on and put it off.
How dedicated are you to the whole Star Wars thing? If we measure it just by funding, how much would you have spent on Star Wars material, costumes, toys over the years?
Oh my gosh, it's a loss. I mean, I think it's a loss more than 10, 15, if even 20 grand, you know, the whole collection that we have in the house, you know, some of the still vintage in the box around early 90s toys, you know, still in the box. And then some of the newer display and then some of the rare one as well. And all the prop, the armor, the helmets, the blaster, the armory. It's a lot to describe about our collection.
Well, people might listen to that and think, well, there's somebody spending €20,000 on Star Wars toys. Isn't that mad? But the other way to look at this is a very sensible investment. I assume some of the stuff that you have has gone up in value, has it?
It is some not really. You know, unless it's that you find something that really rare and very hard to get in Ireland or in Europe, that you have to get bid in the eBay or something. That's gonna the price is going up, something like that. You know?
I'm trying to throw you a bone here, Nuri.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, you know, it's a collection that you keep for yourself, and you can see it every day in your main cave or your game room. That you like, you know, something that you can look at it, or like armored, you can wear it when you're going for event or something like that. You know, and then you enjoy yourself. Like, you know, it's something that can calm you down when you see your hobby is. Nice and display like that, you know.
So you're saying that your family look and say, Dad must have had a bad day. He's in there in the stormtrooper outfit again, just sitting.
It is, yeah. You know, I've been a stormtrooper since 2017, 18, and then I just shift to Tuscan Raider. It's more fabric, and then the movement is more easy to move. You even can run with the Tuscan Raider, but with the stormtrooper, sometimes you can't even sit in the car. With the full armor, yes, you know, you're probably gonna break your armor or something like that. It's all ABS plastic this day, and that's it. And we are trying to get something different than Tuscan Raiders soon, probably next year. Try to create something a new tribe. We have a tribe here in West Cork. We call it West Cork Tuscan. We have 8 members. We actually going to Kerry right now to Port McGee to see Dave.
Yeah, we know Dave.
We know Dave well enough, so this is good because between the community here in Ireland, all the cosplayer, especially Star Wars cosplayer, we all know each other. And then when somebody doing the event, we invite them. Somebody we doing the event, we invite them as well. So this is really good community
Nuri,
of cosplayer.
I heard the word "we" and a voice in the background. Who else is there?
This is my wife, Caroline. She's a Tuscan Raider as well.
Hi, Anton. How are you?
How are you, Caroline? I'm delighted to discover you're a Tuscan Raider as well. Were you ever a stormtrooper, or did you just start at Tuscan Raider level?
No, we bought a set of armor for me, but it's still at home, tucked somewhere in one of the many boxes of stuff that we have. So being a Tuscan Raider is far more comfortable. And
have you ever considered being a Jedi? I mean, that's essentially just a dress, isn't it?
Yeah, we could do that. Well, I think I did Kylo Ren first, didn't I?
Yeah.
That was, you know, it's amazing fun cosplaying. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Especially when the kids, you know, when the kids see you and they want their photo taken with you, and you know, you go to Comic Con and it's just an amazing thing. And it's, you know, it's dressed up for adults. What more could you ask for?
Well, I hope you both enjoyed and drive safe on the way to Port McGee, Dave. I'll go back to you just to finish up. Do you give people a guide of recommendations to say, look? If you are new to cosplaying, we would recommend the following outfits for comfort. Don't race into the Vader helmet. It's hard for an entire day.
Yeah, I'm also a member of the 501st Ireland Garrison. So like Nuri, I have costumes as well. So I have a Boba Fett costume, Sand Trooper costume, and a Havoc Trooper costume. So the 501st Garrison are all down here. Nearly three quarters of the garrison are actually down here in Port McGee in full costume, screen accurate costume, very, very close to what you see in the big screen. So they give advice to people on the various different costumes and costume levels that some of those guys are wearing. So they will go from the very easy ones, like you said, the Jedi robes are very easy to do, right up to the complex ones like Boba Fett, which is an incredibly difficult costume to make. And we'll also go over
why is Boba Fett so difficult? Is he not just a helmet and a backpack?
No, he is a helmet and a backpack, but it's screen accurate. So if you think about Boba Fett, his armor is dented, it's scratched. All of that paintwork has got to be reproduced identically to what you see in the film.
Wow.
So it's a very, very complex costume. So, but then you got stormtrooper costumes, which are relatively easy to make. They're not that difficult. They're just a little difficult to walk in.
You don't really have the weather for a Princess Leia this weekend, do you?
We have. I actually, you wouldn't believe it. Last night we had a lady. I think she was in her 60s, dressed in full Princess Leia outfit. She was fantastic. along with her husband, who I think is retired as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He's retired and he was Obi-Wan, or he's retired from being Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No, he's retired and has become Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah, yeah, he's got a full costume last night, and he looked incredible. So it's for young and old. Star
Which
Wars
Obi-Wan Kenobi was he? Was he the Ewan McGregor or was he the Alec Guinness?
He was Alec Guinness, and he was the spitting image of him. He looked really, really cool. But Star Wars is generational. It goes from, I first saw Star Wars in 77 with my dad, and then I'm bringing my kids to see Star Wars, and then there are grandparents bringing their kids, our grandchildren, to see Star Wars. So it's a very big sort of generational thing. It's a big love for it.
Will you have any Jar Jar Binks?
No, unfortunately, he hasn't been invited this year. David, we had problems with him last year.
We think we may be sending more people your way because a lot of questions asking where is the convention on. It's Port McGee. If people want to find out information, where do they go, Dave?
It's in Port McGee. Port McGee Whiskey are main supporters, and they have two incredible biodomes down here in the village of Port McGee. And the Comic-Con is on in in those domes. And there's also a community centre. There's two locations. A community centre in the village of Port McGee. It's a big blue building, and that's where all the films are going to take place from 10 o'clock up till about 4:30 today.
Well, enjoy it, Dave. That's Dave Byrne, Festival Manager of the May the 4th Film Festival. And again, as you heard, on all day in Port McGee. If you have a beige robe, lash it on. Say you're one of the lesser Jedis. Nobody's going to criticise you.
The Anton Savage Show
with Kiri's.ie
on News Talk.